the Federal Trade Commission has closed its long-running antitrust investigation of Google. While the search giant agreed to change some of its business practices, the FTC did not launch a formal antitrust case against the company or impose any financial penalties. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
For Google, the biggest threat to its business was that the FTC might decide to bring an antitrust case against the company or attempt to regulate how Google displays its search results. So Thursday's announcement by FTC Chairman John Leibowitz came as a huge relief.
Today's bipartisan commission action brings to an end the commission's investigations of Google in a fashion calculated to bring maximum relief to American consumers in a timely way.
In its settlement with the FTC, Google agreed to scale back its patent wars against its rivals in the mobile phone industry. It promised to make it easier for small businesses to advertise on competing search engines. And Leibowitz says Google pledged to stop copying content from other websites without permission for use in its own local search results.
Now, some may believe that the commission should have done more in this case, perhaps because they are locked in hand-to-hand combat with Google around the world, or perhaps in a mistaken belief that criticizing us will influence the outcome in other jurisdictions.
Many of Google's competitors say the search giant unfairly favors its own services and its search results. So if you type in shoes, you'll see Google shopping results in the upper right.
If you type in something for shopping, I will bet you lunch of what you'll see first on anything you hit shopping. It won't be the other sites. It will be the Google results.
Matt Riley's a former FTC attorney who now represents FairSearch, an industry group critical of Google.
I can tell you if I was still at the commission, I would have recommended litigating this based on the evidence that I have seen.
Riley now hopes that regulators in Europe will step in and crack down on Google, even without the Federal Trade Commission's support. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.